All right, how we doing, guys? I'll open it up. I thought really a good team win yesterday, and that's really the area we wanted to emphasize, to say for us it was going to be about the ball. We knew that we're playing against a tough outfit, and so for us to come plus four and convert on some opportunities when we got them, I thought that was a real factor in the game. And thought just all units we improved from the week before, and that's really our goal as we're going through it. I'll give you an update. Justin Durant sprained his elbow, and we'll see how he progresses through the week. He'll visit again with the doctor on Thursday. And then after that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the game.
Coach, how did Robinson play the free safety?
I thought, you know, for his first game going in to start, I thought he did a terrific job. Yeah, Therese. And I think the big thing that, you know, he had a really good hit on a pass breakup over the middle, good tackler. They had any missed tackles for him and had a pass breakup. So I thought for his first time out, he had really looked like he fit in and just made the checks, made the information, you know, that was out for the guys right on point. So I thought he did a really good job.
How about the good start here? How do you try to enjoy it as much as you can? I mean, you know, we've got a coach being dismissed already this year, and then, you know, start getting ready for, you know, the next opponent.
Yeah, I think the process allows, you know, kind of to go through the whole week with us. On Mondays, we really come in and get right to the truth of the game and get to the facts with the guys. And then after that, on Tuesday, the real preparation begins. And then we'd like to stay really as committed to this process as we can, the Wednesday, the Thursday, and the Friday. But I'll be honest with you, we have a lot of, you know, when we work really hard, we also have a great time doing it together. And that's the team and the staff together. So I'd say we enjoy the moments that we're together more than, you know, an outcome of a game. We just try to stay locked into the next opponent, and we absolutely enjoy the process that we go through together.
Damn. Coach, did you feel like Levitre and Chris Chester had a little bit of a chip on their shoulders coming in here? The fact that they, you know, one was released by his team, the other one was traded. What did you get a sense from them when they came over?
You know, I don't know if I felt a chip, but I do feel like, you know, I got a sense for the competitors that they are. And I knew we'd have, you know, the communication from those guys who played a lot of football, you know, where they could help from outside to in, inside to out. And I thought Andy in specific, I thought, has just been really solid, you know, in terms of the run game, the protections. He's exactly what we had hoped for when we had a chance to acquire him. And so that part, I loved seeing where his game's going to go to. You know, now we've been together now for 4 weeks of going through the process, and he's been a great addition for us. He really has.
What about Chris? I mean, he made a great block yesterday.
Yeah, I know, on the pull coming around. And I think everybody relies on Chris because he is so smart, and he's really able to help in a number of different spots in the offensive line. He helps Person out. He can help out to Schrader. And I think it's that experience that comes along where he's just on the details all the time. He's one of those players that you ask him the question, he has a reason for it. It's not like, I didn't see that one. He usually has, you know, the vision and the information to go along to it.
And in Person, when did you really feel like, hey, he can play the center role? When did you really
feel, you know what, it's it's funny that you asked that. When we're going through the evaluation on him, we actually looked at him at center in one of the preseason games from when he was at the Rams. I think it was against Miami, if I'm not mistaken. We said, boy, he could also be a guard who could also be a center. And then when we were in training camp, we played him both at guard and center. And then as we got a chance to add another guard, we thought, well, Mike's best spot may be center, but we got to stick him in there and play him in there. As you know, we kind of played different spots. He was a guard, he was a center. So when we made the decision to go, we said, all right, this is your spot and go for it.
Dan, blowouts in this league aren't often. They don't happen
right
that often. They're usually close games. I mean, a game like that is starting to unfold. You get a sense you can do whatever you want at this, right? And it's all clicking and it's all working. Are you surprised at any point in the game going, you know, we have carte blanche here?
I don't know if I had that moment where we had carte blanche, but I do know that, you know, in this league, it's so competitive, and this team's a tough outfit that we played. I know the score got sideways on the turnovers and that type as it went, but when you get into those games, I thought it was an opportunity for us to play as many guys as we could to gain that experience. And so that's why we decided to do that in the fourth quarter, to continue to play guys all the way through. We have such belief in the guys that we wanted to try and play as many players as we could.
Was there a sense, though, as the game was going, like early on in the first and second quarter, the first half, that, you know, you would go outside the box and try some things that were kind of on the fringe of the game plan because so many other things had worked so well?
Not different things, and but I think the thing that we did want to do is make sure when the opportunity comes where we get a chance to finish, let's make sure we capitalize on that. And then the second part of that, we knew it was going to be about the football. You know, when you're playing against another good team that has toughness, it's going to be about those ops. And then for us to have the chance to score with it with Marcus, I think that was the, kind of the one that really, you know, lit it off for us.
A lot of production offensively. You guys are second point, second and third down conversions, and the turnover margin, I think you're 4 plus 6. So things are going pretty well. I guess there's still a lot of room for improvement.
That's absolutely the way we're going to approach it. And one of the things we challenge with the guys today is, like, where are you at with your game? And what are the things you want to improve upon? And so for us, as it gets to the end of our first quarter, we're just kind of getting started together. But we asked each coach to kind of come up with a thing or two for the player to say, what's an area that you can improve upon? And let's make that the emphasis, you know, going forward for these next couple weeks to see how much better you can get at your own game. And for the coaches, we'll do the same. What can we do better from a scheme standpoint? What can we do better from a fundamental standpoint to be at our very best every week? So that's a real challenge as we're going through it to see, can we keep finding small ways to improve? And for us, it was going to be about the football this past week. Can we get more turnovers? Can we get them take care of the ball better than we ever have? Those are the challenges, and each week we'll continue to do that. I think throughout this first quarter, I think it's really the ball, and our offense has just done a great job of giving great regard for it, taking care of it, and then defensively the one going after it. I say that's probably the area we've asked to see how much better we can improve from camp going into the regular season, and to see that happen over the first 4 weeks has been great.
Coach, going back to person, Vince Wilfork's a pretty big test for him, especially as he's still kind of adjusting to that center spot.
Yeah, Vince is a mountain of a guy, and just playing just as tough as ever.
So how do you think that person, the other interior lineman, took care of him?
You know what? For sure there was going to be battles all across, and I think their front seven plays really strong and really aggressive, and I was pleased with Mike. You know, he had some good blocks, not just, you know, against Vince, but we're such a big combination team. So the center and guard combination to the linebacker is more of what we do than you take him by yourself. So we work long and hard on all the center guard combinations, the guard tackle combinations, the tight end tackle combinations. So, like, those guys very rarely work, you know, just, hey, you got a guy by yourself. So it's those combinations, that teamwork, that communication, that, you know, commitment together that sets, you know, this scheme apart. And so I thought Mike and Chris and Andy, all three of those guys inside, the communication is getting really good.
It seemed like he got creative there in the block a bit. One play on a touchdown, he had Toilolo come all the way back around to block Watt. That kind of helped turn Morgan in there. Is that part of just facing J.J. Watt, or is that something in the regular game plan?
Yeah, it was just part of the regular game plan.
Coach, the tackling, how did that grade out? Looked like it was the...
It was better, for sure, Led, and it just felt firmer in what we had. We ended up having 8 missed tackles in the game, so it was down 1 or 2 from last week, but it did feel an improvement. Usually you get what you emphasize, and we've been emphasizing it hard, and we're improving in that way for sure, and we'll continue to. For the tackling and the takeaways, like for us, fundamentals, for us, that's our heartbeat, and both sides of the line of scrimmage, the way we tackle, and we're going to continue to work that as hard as we can.
I suspect most of those were in the fourth quarter.
I don't have an accurate number on that, but there were some in the fourth for sure. But there was a few early on as well.
How big was it to see Robert Alford kind of walk down that other side of the
field? I think both corners, I thought, really stepped up. And Robert and True both, I thought, had really good games. There was more pass breakups in this game than we've had in a long time. I think there was might have been close to 8, 9, or 10, somewhere in that neighborhood where, you know, there was a pass breakup. Not all by the corners, but I thought for those two in specific, I thought in this game they were really on it and played well.
It seemed like Parisi really kind of held his own in that first start there.
Yeah, we were really fired up for Cadillac that he just – there wasn't anything that it missed. It wasn't too big for him. He was totally ready for the challenge and exactly performed like we thought he would.
Dan, most people cut the season into quarters.
Sure.
Your first quarter of the season is done.
Yep.
I know you don't reflect a lot. Most coaches don't, but obviously the 4-0 start is great. Is there anything that stands out to you at the first quarter that says, you know, we've really hit our mark at this or that?
I think one of the things that we're really trying to establish our style of how we want to play, and that kind of effort where when people watch, say, man, do these guys play hard. You know, I'm hoping that's coming to life. And the physical nature of how we want to play and being physical, I'm hoping that comes through. And the last part is finishing. So we had some opportunities in some games to do that. And so those three things, I would probably say, allowing our style to come through, our effort, our toughness, the way we want to out-hit people, and the chance to finish, I'm hoping that comes through, that you guys see that and say, okay, that style of how this team wants to play is really coming through.
You say finish, you mean like put your foot on the throat of teams and just when you
yep.
got them down, go get them?
Go get them and finish in halves and finish in games and two-minute series and third down stops and just having a real mindset. Like, I think finishing is a mindset of how you can go attack at the end. When that time comes to go put the game away, recognize it and then go do something about it.
Are you hoping to get Tevin back this week? You know, update on him?
We're hopeful, and we're probably be able to get him for sure some work starting on Wednesday, so we're hopeful he'll be back with us.
Will that change Devontae's workload, considering how well he's performed over the last two games?
It probably would some to a certain degree, but we have such confidence in Devontae that he's going to make the opportunities count. His toughness, his finish, he plays with such a a physical style with him. I think we have a heck of a 1-2 combination between Devontae and Tevin.
One thing Tevin was doing real well was lowering his shoulder and getting that extra yard when he was going down, and that stuff really adds up over the course of the game.
It can, and he is just such a physical player that he dishes out a lot too. So the way he delivers the blow as opposed to catching it. So both of them are real physical backs.
Coach, Devontae spent much of the fourth quarter over with the offensive line, thanking those guys, shaking hands, all that stuff. I know connecting with others and teammates is a real big thing for you.
Yep.
When you see those off-field relationships really start to take form, how much does that help the on-field product?
I think it's a huge factor of it. And for you guys who are around the team so much, you see how close these guys are becoming. And I thought it was great to see after when Devontae scored, I saw Person spike it, you know. So I'm sure the offensive line will give him some tough time on that. But, that was a sign of, respect and love. Like, hey, man, I appreciate you. And so for those guys to have that bond and that connection, it's a huge part of what we're doing. And this connection for the team is we're getting closer, each day we're together. And it's been a blast to see that happen.
Coach, Leonard Hankerson, a big target on third down yesterday, talked about to me that he just said that he's just happy to finally get out there and start to prove himself because he's been healthy half the season, unhealthy the
right.
other half. What are you seeing out of him as he continues to develop here?
Well, for sure, he's one of the guys we count on. And between who and Rod, and as he's going through it, he's got this big catching radius. So there might be a play that looks like it's being thrown really wide or really low, and he can go down and catch it, whether it's up in the air or down low. So that catching radius that he has is one of the things that sets him apart. I think he runs really good routes. And he's a tough cover for us. And then anytime there's going to be some extra attention sent over to another guy on our team, sometimes the benefit will come back towards him. So I think all of those things are a big part of why he's doing so well.
Did you just peek ahead to the Skins, Coach? A little scrappy, 2-2 out of the gate. They look to be pretty tough.
Too. Yeah, we know they're a tough outfit. I know they added some, from the staff standpoint. I know personally some of the guys they added, and Bill and Joe on defense. So I know some of the guys there, know some of the players they've added, and haven't looked at them yet, but we certainly know we have a work cut out for us.
Ask you about the third down percentage on offense, the red zone. I think you guys are 12 for 15 for touchdowns. 14, 15 overall. That's getting it done. What's Matt doing in the red zone?
I think it's that third down is a real factor because, number one, on the third down, it allows some of the drives to continue. So the time of possession was, way up for us yesterday, which is a huge thing. When you take care of the ball, you're able to convert on third downs and you're scoring touchdowns as opposed to kicking field goals, well, of course you're going to play well. And those guys, Matt and the offense, they work extremely hard at that. You can see them as you're getting into the red zone game plan, all the extra work that they do, getting ready is the before practice walkthroughs, the on-the-field stuff, the things they do all the way through the week. All that hard work that they're putting in together, I think you're seeing that on the field.
You talked about before that you told guys to get two things to get better at. After a win like this, there's got to be a little more confidence with the guys that, hey, we're executing at a really high level. Obviously, the score indicates that we are. How do you avoid that kind of mental
right.
slow down that, hey, we got this. We don't really have to work.
I think the biggest thing for us is we want to treat each week like it's a championship game op. And so we allow that process to take place. So when we get done the game today, all right, that one's through. And then we get right back to our process of Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and all the unique things that we do. So by having your mindset for that every week, would you prepare like this is a championship game opportunity? How would you go about it? That allows us that process to kick right back into gear. So once it's done, the last one, we really kind of just focus on right now. And we don't try to look too far ahead and just stay right in the present moment to see how much better we can get. So actually the process takes care of the learning. And as long as we stay in the process, each week, it allows you to stay right in the moment. So that's really honestly what we try to do each week.
All right, guys. Coach, we saw a little bit more of Roddy this week. What are your expectations for him moving forward, being that veteran guy?
Well, he's a really important guy for us. There's no question about that. He's probably you know, one of the best competitors we have. So you see him in the run game finishing on blocks. You see him, you know, he makes all the tough catches over the middle that, you know, sometimes don't go for long ones but continue to move the chains. But he's definitely somebody that we count on. We play him in a variety of different spots. So he's not just somebody that's, okay, he's only at one spot and he'll always be there. We move him, he's inside, he's outside. So between Hank and Who and Roddy, Nick Williams is added into that mix. The way we use the tight ends, the backs, you know, it's like a whole combination of guys, and he's certainly a real important part of that.
But you can understand the prideful side of a guy that says, hey, you know what, I can still establish separation. I can still be that kind of guy in this offense.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want him any other way, you know, in terms of the mindset and the attitude. I think that's probably one of the things I most respect about him, to be honest with you, is just the way that he continues to battle and go for it. So some games there'll be more that go his way and some that don't. I think that's the nature of playing the position, but he's definitely somebody that we count on a bunch.